A major operation is underway to evacuate passengers from the Hunter virus hit cruise ship and get them back to their home countries. One New Zealander is among the passengers still on the cruise ship that is anchored in Tenerife in the Canary Islands. The World Health Organization has been overseeing the operation and has recommended a 42-day quarantine for all of the passengers. Spain's Health Minister Monica Garcia says it's a thorough process.
This operation requires the cooperation of 23 countries. I want to remark this. 23 countries are involved in this operation. I want to thank all the institutions, the WHO, of course. The entire operation is proceeding normally.
For all the latest, let's speak now to Reuters correspondent Victoria Waldersee. Good morning, Victoria. Can you describe the scenes as those passengers came off the ship and were put onto planes?
Hi there. Yes, of course. So passengers were taken off the ship in small boats grouped by nationality, obviously clad in, you know, protective gear and brought to the shore of Tenerife, where they were transported in military buses to the local airport, which is about a 10-minute drive away, and then brought directly to planes from each of their respective governments to take them back to their home country. So the whole process was done to make sure there was no contact at any point with any members of the public, and passengers were only taken off the boat when their evacuation plane had arrived and was ready to take them home.
How many passengers are still on the boat?
I can't give you an exact number, but most of them are off at this point. We're waiting for a flight to arrive, to depart with passengers for the United States. That's the last one that's going to leave tonight. And then tomorrow there will be two flights. One is the flight to Australia, which will carry the passenger from New Zealand. And another one is a flight brought by the Netherlands, which will take passengers from a whole host of different countries whose own governments haven't sent a plane. So most people have already been evacuated.
Right. We're hearing reports that a French passenger may have been displaying some symptoms on one of those flights.
That's correct, yes. There were five French people on the plane, and one of them seems to have started displaying some symptoms. We don't know exactly what those symptoms are. We do know that that person is already in hospital in Paris in quarantine and isolated from the other passengers and obviously from any other patient. The French procedure is that they're going to stay for 72 hours in hospital, and then those who are not displaying any symptoms will isolate at home for 45 days. But obviously this passenger is now being tested, and if they test positive, then of course they would remain in hospital.
Mm. So are there different protocols for different passengers depending on the countries that they're going back to, the protocol you've just described there?
Yeah, exactly. So the WHO has recommended protocols to countries, but ultimately it's up to countries to decide what they want to do. Of course, everyone is following those recommendations as far as we can tell so far. The recommendation is at least 42 days of quarantine. Those can be either at home or in hospital, and just daily health checks. So all countries seem to be running tests on their citizens when they arrive. And from then on, they will put them into quarantine either at home or in a hospital. But that's being managed by each individual country.
Mm. Tell us a little about the response from locals in the Canary Islands. There was obviously some reluctance to receive this boat.
Yeah, so local politicians were quite reluctant, and some of the Tenerife residents as well, of course, just concerned about the idea of people coming close to their home with a virus that they didn't really understand or know about. I think there was a lot of effort by government officials and by public health officials from the WHO to make clear that firstly, all of those passengers were going to be kept well away from locals, and there was absolutely no risk, or there would be no room left for risk for transmission to the local population. But also, I think, this is something that only transmits between humans if you have very close contact. And so in that way, I think there was a lot of effort made to try and reassure people. Nonetheless, people locally have said that they're all buying masks. A lot of people are seen going to church to pray. Some people are a bit resentful that this had to be handled by Tenerife and you know, couldn't have been handled somewhere else. But others that we've spoken to have also expressed pride that Spain was chosen or asked by the WHO to handle this operation, recognizing that that's a testament to the public services and to the image of Spain as a country that would be able to handle a situation like this.